So this is Connections Over Coffee. So today it's all about just building relationships. We're not getting involved with a lot of things that we're selling, but that is a part of it because oftentimes we do have a company or a business. And so I'll give you a chance to share that because again, getting to know somebody, especially in this in the States, it's not the same in some other countries, but in the States, oftentimes when people say, "Oh, what is it that you do?" We always immediately go to what it is that we do in our jobs. Whereas in some other countries, when they say, "What is it that you do?" people might say, "Oh, I spend every afternoon with my grandchildren," or "Oh, I spend time hiking." They don't necessarily immediately go to their jobs. And for some reason in the States, we do, and it's become, part of our culture. And so, oh, we've got Judy on. Judy, do you want to come up and chat with us? If not, I can definitely allow you to talk. Okay, Judy's going to be rejoining us. Hi, Judy. So just Sherry and Christy are staying over on the audience side, but they can unmute and chat with us, even though they're not coming up to show there. Oh, we've got Deepak on. Let me bring him up. Deepak, you're our token guy today, Deepak. So, oh, he declined to be. Okay, we're gonna just let you talk. Can you hear us okay, Deepak? We're just getting started. Want to make sure everybody can hear us okay.
Yes, I can hear you okay.
Okay, good, good, good. And oh, we've got Linda. So we still have some folks coming on. So let's just get them all up here. Linda's going to be coming up. There she is. And we have Elise coming on. So we'll get Elise up here. Yeah, it's going to be a nice call today. All right. So, Linda, I see you and you can hear us okay. Elise, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can. Good
All
morning
right.
or afternoon.
Yes,
Okay.
yes. 3 minutes after, 3 minutes afternoon. So, again, welcome everyone to Connections Over Coffee. We were just talking about in the States, it seems like when somebody says, "What is it that you do?" it's all about our jobs. Oh, I'm a teacher, or I work here, or I work there, or I do this, or I do that. Whereas in a lot of other countries, it's all about what they do is they spend time with their grandchildren, or they love hiking, or whatever it is that is their passion. And so today, I want to kind of go around the room and ask everybody, what is it that you like to do when you're not working? And I know for some of us, our goal is to actually be working or playing, and folks that know us really can't tell the difference. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. One time, Mark and I, I love real estate. That's my hobby. And Mark's hobby is airplanes. So we fly down to Gatlinburg and we're driving around. And I'm always on this app looking for real estate. And I see this house and we're so excited and I'm like, turn here, turn there. Okay, go up this little road, go down this country road, and we find the house and we're walking all around it. And then we go and we make an offer and we're doing all this. And finally we stopped for lunch and Mark looks at me and he goes, "Are we working or playing?" He says, "I can't tell." And I said, "I can't tell either because we're having a ball because it's what we like to do." And I took up a trip with Sally, and I'm gonna let Sally share here in a minute what it is that she actually does and on and off the job. And I took a trip with Sally to Ireland. And while we were in Ireland, yes, folks, I was looking for real estate because I love real estate. And again, it's my hobby. So anyway, with all of that said, I just kind of want to get an idea on who everybody is and what it is your passions are. And this is another way that we can get to know each other a little bit better because it's all about building relationships. And again, when I look at this call, I know Elise really well. I'm getting to know Deepak. I know Debbie. I know Christy. I know Sherry. I know Linda. I know Ruth. I know Sally. I know Carmela. And so again, I know who these folks are. I know what they. I know their intent for life. I know what their passions are. But there's still probably some secrets in there that I don't know. Some folks will say, "Well, what's something about you that nobody knows?" Many of you on this call know this, but Mark and I actually met ballroom dancing. So that's one of the things that we like to do at least two or three, hopefully four times a month, about once a week. We like to go ballroom dancing. So, yes, ladies, for those of you ladies that are on the call, I'm very lucky. He can work on airplanes. He can fix the toilet. He can nail on the roof. And then 20 minutes later, he can come downstairs in a tuxedo. So, yes, I realize how lucky I am. And he's a retired school teacher, so he can carry a conversation. So, yeah, I kind of have the whole package. But anyway, with all of that said, all of us kind of have little surprises that we don't know about each other. So I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but who would like to share maybe something that some of the folks, maybe something that's very common with you that a lot of the folks on this call doesn't know, but then something that maybe the folks that do know you doesn't know about you. Who would like to share?
I mean, I will go first.
Okay. Now,
That's the
Elise.
only.
Elise, are you hiding behind? Oh, there she is. I
No.
didn't know if she was going to turn her camera on today. So there you are. Okay.
Yes. Well, hello, everybody. My name's Elise Butler. Something commonly known about me is that I won coach volleyball and play volleyball. But I'm also kind of like an extroverted introvert. So, I mean, I can just be just rowdy, like rowdy and fun. I can be communicative, but I can also, once in my people meter, like I used to joke that once my people meter, once I said ding, I got to cut out and I got to go recharge because I just automatically just whoo. But something uncommonly known about me is I have a fascination for platypi and raccoons.
Really? I did not know
Yes.
that. And I thought I knew you, Elise. I didn't know that about you. So,
Yes.
where does that come from?
So in the eighth grade, no, sixth grade, we did a science project, and you had to just discuss an animal. And at the time, like I was watching the show Phineas and Ferb. And if you've ever watched that show, they build it, they do everything, they've got to boss the older sister, but they have a pet platypus. I could not stand the fact that I couldn't do the platypus sound. So I dedicated an entire 2 weeks to learning this. And I kid you not, I'll do it just randomly. It just happens. Or I used to do it with my teammates. And they're like, did you just platypus? I'm like, yes, yes, I did. So sixth grade and a report.
I love it. Elise, that is definitely something I did not know about you. So how fun is that? And I think that's the point that I want to make for all of us is that sometimes we all get so involved in trying to take our business across the finish line, or we get caught up in the day-to-day life. I know some of us on this call are taking care of elderly parents. Some of us still have small children. Some of us just have a couple of jobs. I mean, whatever it is, life gets in the way. And I just want to remind everybody to take some time to have some fun. And get some movement in there. How many of us, we get so wrapped up in maybe what we're doing that we forget to move it within our day? And I'm going to toss something out here. Does everybody know that you can this is, I think, common knowledge, but maybe not. Everybody can walk a mile in about 20 minutes. Now, 20 minutes is not a long time. And I can do anything for 20 minutes if I know it's coming to an end in 20 minutes. And so, did you know that if you walked 20 minutes after breakfast and 20 minutes after lunch and 20 minutes after dinner, you will have walked a 5K? And so, my motto is walk a 5K every day. And if you do that, you will be amazed at a lot of things. Number one, you're going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. You're going to be able to control cravings and weight loss and all of those things a little better just by adding that 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes to your day. And you come out feeling like you kind of accomplished something at the end of the day. Because when I don't get my 5K in, I feel out of sync. I feel like I missed the mark that day. You know, it's just one of those things that's important to me. And again, we hear this all the time, that it's not what you do occasionally, it's what you do all the time is what affects our health, our mental health, our physical health, our emotional health. And so just get something like that on the calendar. And it's just such a small thing each day that it after a week or two, and you look back, you realize how it's changing how you feel. After a month or two, you really realize it's changing how you feel. And after a year or two, it becomes a part of what you do every day. And you can do it anywhere. Doesn't matter where you are. You can, you know, if you're traveling, you can stop at a rest stop and walk around for 20 minutes. If you go to a restaurant, I remember I went on a vacation trip with my mom and my daughter back in the day. And that's when I first started this program of just doing 20 minutes three times a day. And I just would walk around the restaurant, around the parking lot, and at the restaurant. And nobody paid any attention to me. You know, maybe they thought I lost my car. Like, why is this girl walking around out here? Did she not know where she parked? But anyway, I would just walk around the restaurant for 20 minutes. And it made such a difference because we were doing a road trip and I was in the car driving. And boy, after a while, you just get so tired of sitting in the car if it's a long road trip. And it just made such a difference in my life. So anyway, I just want to encourage that. Elise, thank you for sharing. I love what she shared about something that we didn't know. Is there anyone else that wants to share?
I will.
Yes, Sally.
So about the walking, I don't get in quite a 5K a day, but there's the walking from one room to another and forget why you went to the other room and walking back.
Yeah,
So
then there's
there is
that.
that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people on my motor coach trips do exactly that. When they stop for a rest, they just walk around.
Yeah. Walking is one of the best exercises. So yeah, that's perfect. Sally, tell us something that we don't know about you.
Well, I'm a travel agent, but I love creating. And it really goes hand in hand with being a travel agent because I love to create special trips for people. It just
Okay.
gives me so much pleasure. But when I'm not doing that, I'm in the process of remodeling my office and making it, I have a whole Zen space on the other side of the room. It's just a chair,
So,
a chest where I have a incense, and I'm growing lettuce in my hydroponic. That's still
okay.
good. We had it yesterday. And I love to garden, but it's all part of the creating. I love to cook. That I think it all goes hand in hand
Now, did you
with.
know this about yourself over the years, or is this something that as you had more time, you realized? Is it a more recent realization, or is it something that you've always had a passion for?
It's a more recent. Tying the two together because during COVID, I lost my identity because my identity to me was tied up in being a travel agent, tied up in being Mermaid Travel. And there were 2 years at least where I lost my identity. So I had to go back and take a look. What is it that I really like to do? I always consider it like cooking is my love language. Because that's how I show people. I cook what they
Okay.
want. So that's been the birthday presents for a while. Tell me what you
Okay.
want. Even if I've never made it before, I'm not afraid to try out new things.
And I don't know about you, Sally, but for those that are in the audience, the more you do something, the better you get. I'll say it that way. The more you do something, the better you get at it. But when it comes to cooking, and this has been my experience, the more that I do, the more that I kind of understand inherently, just within myself, I understand kind of what goes together. And so I'm not afraid to try things that maybe earlier on I wouldn't have tried that I will try
Absolutely.
now. And it turns out wonderful. So, yeah. So the more you do, so again, if you have a passion and you want to start doing it, you know, just start. Just simply start. And so I get that about your identity through the whole COVID thing. Again, we talk a lot on some of my other calls about having freestyle living, which is my overarching message is for everybody to have freestyle living, which means live life your way, do what you want to do, the way you want to do it, and have the freedom to do that, have the financial freedom to do that. But having freedom for freedom's sake is a little scary. Because if you say, I just wish I didn't have to work this job anymore, I just want to have freedom, financial freedom. And the question is this, if you, and again, we hear this all the time, if you win the lottery tomorrow, what would you do? A lot of people always have some flippant answer, you know, that they say. But at the end of the day, what really would you do? What would you do if you had that kind of financial freedom? There's a responsibility that comes with that kind of freedom. A responsibility to your family, to yourself, to your health. What exactly would you do if you had that kind of freedom? And I had to make some serious thoughts about that. I had to sit down and decide, you know, if I do acquire this financial freedom, what for what purpose? And so I realized, as many of us do, that we have to have a direction. We have to have a purpose for that freedom. We have to have a purpose for those finances. I think it's inherently in us as humans, human beings, that we want to leave a mark. We want to leave a legacy. I know Debbie and I've talked a lot about legacy, and we want to leave a legacy. What is your legacy? You know, what is it at the end of this world, at the end of your life, at the end of this earth? What is it that you want to leave behind? What is it that you want to be known for? You know, what do you want to do with that freedom? So I know those are all really deep questions that we're not going to answer today, but I do think that it gets us thinking about what is really important in this world. And it's not just getting to the next paycheck necessarily. So Ruth, you have your hand up. Tell us something about you that we don't know. First, tell us what it is that you do, and then tell us something that, which we do know, and then tell us something we don't know.
I really don't know what I'm going to say, so who knows what's coming out of my mouth. But this has all been good in what you're saying. And it's who we are at our core that makes us successful. Be who you are, who you want to be, not what you do. And that's key.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I love the part about the creativity. Sally, that's so cool. And I know in my life that one time I took an assessment and it says it told me I was a pioneer because I was willing to go try new things. And I didn't believe it for 2 years. And then it finally stuck that that's what I am. And it's ideas. And yes, I'm creative in the kitchen, not with baking, but with soups and stuff like that. I'll just mess with them. No recipes. But there's all kinds of ways that we can be creative. And every one of us on this call can be creative, but you've got to give yourself the space and you've got to give yourself the faith that you know you are. And so that's one thing I want to leave with each of you as we talk. And a lot of people on this call know a lot about me. And yes, my purpose, like Kathy was saying, that we need, and I consider myself retired. My husband and I are the age that we're retired, but we both have our side things that we do. But my purpose is to help people with relationships. And I wasn't always good with relationships. In fact, I was terrible at them.
But which I've is learned, why that's a passion for you right now.
It is. It's a passion. And that's what you need when you're talking about your legacy and where you want to go with your purpose. Now, some fun things about me. I love living at my little lake. And yes, we do. We live right on the shoreline of a little lake. And it's getting where it's almost warm enough to be out there again. And so I will be out there and I'll be in the sun and getting in the water and playing with the grandkids and stuff like that. And I think this isn't really a fun thing. That's my fun fact. But, and this is somewhat of a serious thing, and I don't know whether I'm supposed to share it for sure or not, but I realize that I have a purpose for being here. I'm a 32-year cancer survivor, breast cancer survivor. And that was back in the time when they didn't know a lot about it. They did not know if I would make it that long or not. I also, as a teenager, was probably on the cutting edge of the first 5 to 10 years of the scoliosis Harrington rods. And I only had the scoliosis for 6 months, but I'd already lost full capacity of one of my lungs because of the crunching of the things where it crunches you up. So would I still be alive today if they wouldn't have fixed that? No, but I can say that I was supposed to be. And so I'm here and I love being with you guys.
Ruth, thank you so much for sharing. And I want to circle back to the whole talk about being creative that Sally brought up and then Ruth talked about as well. Boy, for years, I was just immersed in the business world, as I know some of us on this call are. And I did not think I had a creative bone in my body. I thought I was all left brain. I was all about the math and the business and the bills and the, you know, making everything, you know, making the cart go forward in the business. And when it was time to create something, I would always try to hire that out or farm that out to someone else because I truly had told myself that I wasn't creative. And it wasn't until I retired from, like Ruth, I'm also retirement age. And it wasn't until I retired that I played around with doing some creative things. And I discovered that not only do I love it, that I do have a certain amount of talent. Now, maybe not near as much as some, but I do have some talent in being creative. And so, and again, it's like the cooking or anything else. The more you practice it, the better you get. And the more you can explore, and so the more it grows, but you do have to put some attention toward it. So now I try to spend a little bit of time each day being creative. And I don't know, on a little side note, I don't know if any of you guys and gals have used the app Canva, but it's kind of my favorite go-to. So if you haven't used it, give it a try. Linda, how about you? What is it that you do regularly? And then what is it that maybe a little fun fact about you that we don't know?
Yeah, I feel a little bit like Ruth in that. Can you lower my hand, Kathy? Or I can go.
I can. Yep.
Okay. I feel like Ruth in that. It's like where to start, what to say. But I found that there are a lot of things that are tying together the longer I'm here on the planet. I gradually learned that I did have some creativity, and it's been really fun growing into that over the years. A love of color, a love of form, a love of expression, a love of writing, and also a love of helping people. There's been a desire to like accumulate knowledge that started early, but I've turned it into something that can be beneficial to people. And so that is growing into creating videos where I can guide people in small steps in a number of areas. One part is tech. I'm going to be intensively doing a lot of tech tutorials that help in a number of areas. Kathy mentioned Canva. That's wonderful. I've been falling in love with a video editing app that is the easiest thing that I'm aware of that has ever existed and that can let anybody create videos. In the area of online marketing and website and funnel building, I can definitely help people with that and make it very user-friendly. And then in the legacy of love, where I help people create their end-of-life plan, my life experiences uniquely positioned me to be able to share things that other people haven't really started thinking about and make things easier for themselves and for their loved ones. So it's interesting how it's all coming together, you know, over time, like a tapestry. There's a thought that I had about tapestries a while back, which is, if all the threads are the same color, like if you want everything to be happy and joyful every minute, if all the threads are the same color, all you really have is a piece of cloth. But it's when the dark and the bright are woven together that you get a tapestry. And for me, that was really eye-opening when that came to me. And so we've all had so many different experiences. As I look at some of you ladies, I know you've had some hard times and some really joyful times, but look at the beauty of the tapestry that is your life. And Ruth, I'm so glad you're still here.
Ah, what a wonderful conversation. Linda, tell us something we don't know about you. What was there a little fun fact of something that you either do or you like, or something about you that we don't know?
Oh, well, I could go a number of directions with that, but I'll say that I love learning and I love personal growth. And so I've always got a podcast or an audiobook going on.
Okay.
I mean, always.
Okay.
If I'm walking by, Roger has to say, "Can you hear me?" Because my earbuds are noise canceling. And actually, if he walks up behind me, I always go, "Ooh," because he surprises me. I didn't hear a thing. And you've met him, Kathy. He's a large person. All of a sudden, I have like this big person in my peripheral vision when I'm like making dinner or washing dishes. And I like had no idea he was coming. But yeah, I love the opportunity for growth. And this is the best time ever to be alive because we can learn from experts and leaders and inspirational people like we never could before. And I, for one, desire to take advantage of that to the nth degree.
I know we have all of that information right at our fingertips on the internet. So I love that too, Linda. For those of you that don't know, another fun fact about me is I run a bed and breakfast in my home. And so everybody says, "Oh, don't you hate it when you have to like flip the rooms and clean the rooms and make the beds?" And I'm like, "No, that's my listening time." So like Linda, I pop my earbuds in and I always have an audiobook going or a podcast going. And sometimes I'm done flipping the rooms before I'm done listening. And I'll sit down in one of the guest rooms just to finish the chapter or finish the podcast or whatever. And Mark is like, "Boy, it took you longer to make beds today." And I'm like, yeah, it did. Because I really wasn't making beds that whole time. I was really involved in whatever I was listening to. So I love that time. It's kind of my me time. So and then because I have guests that come in and pay to stay here, I get paid for that. So how fun is that? I get paid to make beds. Yeah, I love that. Let's go over to Carmela. Carmela, tell us a little bit about what you do. Now this is going to be a tough one. Carmela wears a lot of hats. So she does a lot of things. And what is the fun fact that we don't know about you?
The fun fact about me is recently a friend told me that I needed to start scheduling rest in because I'm always busy helping or doing something for someone else. So I really enjoy old movies. So I love watching anything or reading about Audrey Hepburn. She's like one of my favorites and stuff. And people look like, "You like her?" So lately, I've been taking time out on Sundays.
Okay.
That's my downtime if I'm going to watch a movie, read a book or something. And my husband's been shocked the past couple of weeks because he's like, "Oh my God, you're at home." So it's like, "You don't have anywhere to go." And I'm like, "Nope, I'm here." Sally mentioned the creativity and everything. And like you, I've recently got into Canva and I love it. To the point where now at church, they're like, "Can you create something for us for the kids or something?" And I've really gotten into that. And one of the favorite things I like doing now is we've set up a picture area at church, pretty much. We had this backdrop that had our church logo and name on it. Well, during the holidays, I've been buying backdrops and stuff, and I've been changing it out. So now they showed up yesterday and they're like, oh my God, there's a new one. It's not winter anymore. And it had cherry blossoms and like the grass. And then I have like the grass carpet at the bottom that kind of blends in with it. So that's my fun thing, you know, that I like doing. But like you said, I work in my husband's office where I'm at now.
Now he's an attorney, so this isn't this is heavy duty stuff. This is all
We're busy with
contracts and
bankruptcy
time.
right now.
Yep.
So bankruptcy season is in, so we're really busy with that. And a lot of people have been doing evictions, so so I keep him on schedule and on track, which is another job in itself. So, and then there is my parents. I was mainly dealing with my mother, who's going through dementia. Well, now my dad's starting to have issues. So I'm like, oh my gosh, what more? It's like, Carmela, apparently you're not busy enough. But, you know, I love them. I love kids. So it's part of my, you know, helping and doing all sorts of things there. And plus, there's my essential oils, which is kind of that thing where I can still help people. And I look at myself as like a scientist because I can mix different oils to create something that's worthwhile that's going to help someone. And I love that, you know, taking this and, well, you're dealing with this. And I have a couple ladies at church that love it. And then I recently started doing Duolingo. My husband's been doing it for a while, doing Spanish. I jumped in there. And funny fact, my pastor's wife is from the Dominican Republic. Her mom is here visiting for a month. I met her. We connected. Then she starts talking to me in Spanish. I didn't know a word she was saying. And all I said was, hola. See? So now I'm like, man, she's challenging me even more just to practice. But I like doing a lot of different things and even writing. That's one, you know, something I've gone to, you know, I've come to love.
And for those of you that don't know, here's another little fun fact. We do have a magazine, and it's called Freestyle Living Magazine, and several of the staff writers are on this call. Carmela is one of our staff writers. Debbie is on, and Ruth, and Linda, and Sally, and who else? Sherry. So we've got several of the, did I miss anybody? I don't want to miss anyone. So we have several of our staff writers on the call that write for the magazine and our spring issue. So ladies that are listening, spring issue's coming out. Get your articles in. And then we'll get that published as well. So thank you for following me. You can click on that. I do a newsletter every Sunday. So in the newsletter, it's the link to the magazine if you want to check out some of Carmela's writing that she likes to write and some of the others that are on the call. So Carmela, thank you for that. Yeah, she wears a lot of hats. What she didn't tell you, she also has a rental property in the Washington, D.C. area, and she runs back and forth to help maintain that. That's in addition to taking care of two parents and keeping her husband straight. And she's the church mom for all the young ladies at her church. They all go to her for advice. And am I right, Carmela?
Yes, you're right. Oh, and another fun fact is Kathy and I are kind of connected
Yep.
family. Her niece is my sister-in-law.
Yes. So my niece is married to Carmela's brother. So that makes us family. So and Carmela, I'm glad that you're in the family. I love it.
You know, I love it too.
Okay, we're going to go over to Debbie. Debbie, tell us about what it is that you do. And Debbie's another one that wears all the hats. And then give us a fun fact about you that we don't know.
Well, I focus on helping people understand. They have many different health things that they need to be concerned with. And so many products that we buy in the store are just, there's too much behind their little ingredients labeled that people just don't understand. And so I focus on sharing with people where I shop. And it's so simple. I also help people with oils like Carmela does. And that's only, and I only do one thing right now. And that is, a month ago, I realized after reading a lot about neuropathy and frankincense oil that I started putting it together. And I have been using it for a month because, unbeknownst to a lot of people here, I had neuropathy in my feet. And I've had it since at least 2015. And it's awful. It is just an awful, painful situation to have in your feet. Halfway through the day, I mean, you just have trouble walking, keeping your feet going one step in front of the other. Well, I'm here to tell you that I have used it for a month now, two times a day. And in the morning when I get up and I'm getting ready to put my shoes on, and at night before I go to bed. And there is such a huge difference in the condition of my feet. Huge. And I wanted to wait to give myself enough time to make sure it wasn't up here, but it's truly has changed my life as far as neuropathy. And so I started sharing it with a few people this past week at church. This guy, he did double knee replacements at the same time. The first one was good, but the second one's been giving him a lot of pain. And I have pain in my knees. So I've been, you know, putting it on there too. And so I shared it with him, and he said his wife is into oils, so he's going to talk to her about it and start using that. I'm a farmer.
Debbie, that's really amazing. And for those of you that are listening, there's a lot of causes of neuropathy. It could be diabetes, it could be lupus, it could be rheumatoid arthritis, lymphoma, Lyme disease, carpal tunnel. There's all kinds of reasons why neuropathy might settle into our hands and our feet. And that is such an easy, inexpensive treatment that is certainly worth a look. So if you have anybody in any of your families that are struggling with that, Judy's pointing to herself. So just know that that's definitely worth a look. So Debbie, tell us a little bit about, you've got your podcast, you're writing a book, you've got your blog. Tell us a little bit about the other things that you do.
Well, my blog is connected to my farming. We've already started our plants indoors, our peppers, and we have actually four kinds of tomatoes we already have started. And so they'll be ready come the end of April to plant. And my husband is building me two more raised planters that are made out of those big, I don't know, I think they're like 50-gallon white barrels.
Okay.
That farmers use. Well, he cuts them in half and makes me two. So I'm enlarging what I'm going to plant this year in there. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I have tried many years to start my own herbs, as far as parsley, basil, blah, blah. I have given that up and just bought the small starters, and I've let it go from there. And then I'm able to divide them and make more plants. It's just less confusing, I'm telling you. Probably And yes, Kathy mentioned my podcast on the second Friday of every month. It's on a Friday at 1 o'clock. It's a meetup, and it's called Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. I love interviewing people who have different, whatever they've written a book, their business, whether it's something, just whatever they do that they would like to share. And my fun fact is this, you never would know it. There's a few people on here that would, but I build fairy gardens. And I build fairy gardens out of recycled things. And my key is I don't use live plants only because I don't want to have to water it. I don't want to have to keep watering it. And then if it grows too big, then I got to transplant it. I use beautiful silks. And here's an interesting thing. I bought myself a brand new pair of earrings 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, I wore them to church and I lost one of them. So immediately I realized, oh, well, I can put this on a hanger and put it in my fairy garden. And so I'll be recycling it.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, I was so upset when I got home and I was realizing, oh, and I loved it. And it was whirlywigs. So, oh, well.
So now you're going to have an amazing fairy garden with that earring. I love that. Yes. Linda wants to know on your, the product blend you were talking about, the frankincense, is it something you blend yourself, or is it something that like through your company or through Carmela's company that you just buy straight frankincense oil?
He is buying good frankincense oil. Don't buy over the counter, right? Right, Carmela? and then all I use is I mix it with a carrier oil, which can be almond, coconut, or there's the other one. I can't remember. There's another one. But I use almond oil, and I've gotten it to the point now where I mix 30 milliliters of oil with a teaspoon of the frankincense, and I put it in one of those dollar size spray bottles. And then when I use it, I always use a good lotion, but you only need a little dot. You want something to just kind of mix it and spread it. So that's basic. That's all I do. And it's that simple. But yes, you can get frankincense through my company.
I love that. Debbie, thank you so much. I really appreciate you sharing. Debbie and I, probably when I look at this call, it's between Debbie and Sally as to who I go back. I believe it's Debbie. I go back the longest, I think, with Debbie. Might be Sally, but it's pretty close. So at the least. Three of us are kind of the three amigos that started out this journey together.
At least 2015.
Yes. Or longer. Yeah. So a cute little side note, I went to, like Linda, I'm always wanting to learn something new. And I went to a seminar on a Friday morning because I happened to be off work. I was still working hot and heavy in the salon industry then. I went to a seminar and I turned around and lo and behold, there was Debbie in the back of the room. And I was like, hey, I know her. So yeah. So then we've been together ever since. So that's kind of our story. Deepak had to jump. Yeah. Go ahead, Sally.
I know it's been longer than 2015.
Okay.
Because I know you. Because yeah, John was still alive when.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So anyway, the three of us are probably the three amigos that started the whole program here. So thank you girls for being on with me. Deepak is brand new and he had to jump off, but he moved here from Nepal. And I had to look that up. I didn't know where to find Nepal on the map. And so I did have to look it up. But he is here with his family, his new family. He's got a baby. And he is brand new. Elise, you'll appreciate this. He's brand new in our Happy House Hunters group with real estate. But he's simply checking out all the calls on a Monday. But he had to go. He's still working and he had to jump off. But anyway, he is the newest investor in our Happy House Hunters group as far as investing in real estate. And so over the weekend, I did get to spend yesterday with him and his lovely bride and his brand new little baby. And we were looking at duplexes yesterday. So that was kind of a fun, a little fun fact about Deepak. And then Christy had to jump off. And again, like Carmela, Christy is taking care of parents. And so duty called. So she had to jump off to go take care of the parents. So we get that, and we appreciate that they did spend a little bit of time with us. I want to circle over to Judy. Judy, tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about your background, what it is that you do, what your fun things are, and then what is a little fun fact about you? Oh, you're on mute. You'll have to click your mute button there so that we can hear you. Click your little mute button there at the bottom. There's clear at your, oh, you're on your phone. I'm not sure where it is on your phone. You're going to see a little microphone with a red line through it, and you'll have to tap that to un.
Uh-huh.
There you are. Okay.
Hi, everyone. This is my second time with the group. I'm delighted to be here. I'll tell you a fun fact, and I'll probably cry, so bear with me. I'm recently widowed. Oh. My husband of 37 years died in September. But
oh, Judy, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. He was my best friend, my most avid supporter. And every time I'd read something I wrote, I'd say, what do you think? He'd go, you're stopping? Don't stop. Keep going. Which, of course, helps a writer feel very important. Bruce was my husband, and I knew Bruce my whole life. Our parents taught together at Oberlin College, and although he was 7 years older than I was, so I didn't know him the first few years of my life, he was there when I was born. So when we got married, my brother was a minister. My mother thought it was hysterically funny to post a photograph next to the guest book that said, which one's the groom and which one's the minister? And the two boys were 6 months old sitting on a couch. And that is still my favorite photo around the house. Before we knew anything was wrong with Bruce, we took a tour on the Queen Victoria. Bruce, I had lists all my life of the millions of things I want to do. And I finally said, honey, what about you? What do you want to do? And he said, I want to take you around the world. And that's what we did. We were on the ship for 4 months, 99 days. And it was insane. I never thought I'd be saying that my favorite place in the world is the Arabian Desert. But, oh, my God, we went on a trip into the desert in an SUV. And when we left the highway, the driver said, fasten your seatbelts. Well, I grew up in Southern Indiana, and I'm thinking, Indianapolis 500? Where are we going? It was because we went like this all through the desert. It was insane, and it was beautiful. So that's that story. And when he was diagnosed with advanced inoperable liver cancer, we were already planning to go to Antarctica for the seventh continent. And when the doctor informed Bruce that he wasn't going anywhere, he turned to me and he said, Judy, you're going. And I said, I will. And I did. And so in January, I spent that month, I flew into Buenos Aires and got on the ship and went down to Antarctica and got off in Santiago, Chile. And oh my Lord, ladies, I'm a spoiled woman, I'll tell you that. But all that, here's my story as a writer. I spent 30 years living in New Jersey. We moved there for a year and spent 30. And I was an environmental protection specialist. I was with the Department of Environmental Protection for 20 years. And while I was there, I got my PhD in environmental planning. And I turned 55 and I called my
director of my thesis, and I said, Mike, I need to help your help finding a new job because I can get my retirement and I can do something else. He goes, well, that's easy. Come work for me. And so I spent the last 10 years of New Jersey, I spent 8 of those at Rutgers University teaching. And it was a perfect time because it was the period of time when jobs were next to not available. And so the graduate students I had were phenomenal people. I mean, probably I shouldn't call them geniuses, but they were all geniuses. And that was a great time. And one day a fellow showed up. Mike said, there's a man here who wants to talk to you. And his name was Henry. And he said, I understand you know a lot about brownfields and Superfund sites. I said, well, yes, I did. And he goes, you know, we have 20 Superfund sites on the Raritan River here in New Jersey. And I nodded, yes, I do know that. And he said, and the people that work on the environment, none of them talk to each other. So can you make those people talk to each other? And I laughed thinking, no. And I said, absolutely. And I spent 3 years creating something called the Sustainable Raritan River. And at the end of it, I said to my assistant dean, I said, you know what I'd really like to do? I'd like to create a coffee table book that shows people the real New Jersey, that shows that it's not just this cancer alley business, but that it's absolutely, truly the Garden State. And she said, well, what are you doing for lunch? And I said, nothing. And she goes, good, come with me. I ended up meeting the executive director of the Rutgers University Press. And by the time lunch was over, I had a book contract. So I have published a book called The Raritan River, Our Landscape, Our Legacy. And when we were retiring officially and moving back to Ohio, I got a phone call from a friend of mine who works for NOAA. And he goes, well, I'll let you go on one condition. You know, you have another book to write. So I said, yes, I know. And sure enough, I am writing a book on the Cuyahoga River, and it will be published, God willing, by the 22nd of June, which is the date in 1969 when it caught fire so vociferously that it caused a lot of response, including indirectly the passage of the Clean Water Act and the creation of the EPA. So that's what's been keeping me busy, and happily so. Then once that's done, I'm going to be venturing into fiction. I set aside a bunch of manuscripts that I was working on to go to graduate school, and now I've pulled them all out, and surprisingly, they're still pretty good. And that's enough about me.
Oh, Judy, I love this.
Debbie wants to interview you on her podcast, and I also am the facilitator of the Ohio Writers Guild, and I'm sure I have a spot for you for an interview on the Ohio Writers Guild as well. So put in the chat if you'd like, and I know you don't know everybody on the call, but if you'd like, on how we can reach you.
Okay.
Just an email. It doesn't have to be your phone number. Can be maybe an email, and then we'll just get in touch. So, Judy, thank you for sharing.
You're yes. Welcome.
Debbie. Deb. She's got to unmute. There she is.
Judy's book is on Amazon. Oh. And it looks beautiful. Thank Absolutely. You. The cover, I love it. And it's the how do you pronounce that word? Raritan River?
Raritan River. Yep.
Wow.
I love it.
Thanks.
Just
Deb.
Had to share that.
And Judy, Deb, I'd like to get your oil because I have neuropathy too.
Cool.
Judy, do you want to share your email or no? Verbally or?
How about verbally? Because I don't know how to get to that.
Okay.
Okay. It's jauershaw@gmail.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will reach Very out good. To you and give you my information.
Thank you. And Debbie, I love the screen behind you. It's beautiful. What is
Thank
it?
You. It's one I pulled off of Google.
It's a virtual one. Yeah.
Yes, virtual.
Oh, It's wonderful. Mine's virtual too, of course. I'm not real. Okay.
I love it. Okay. Let's go over to Brooke. Brooke, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do, who you are, and what is a fun fact about you that we don't know?
Sure. So this is my first call. So no one knows me at all. But Judy, I live in New Jersey.
All right.
And I live in Raritan.
So you know all about the ducks?
I wouldn't say that, but now I have to go out and buy your book.
Oh, yeah.
And learn a little bit more. But yes, I was born and raised in New Jersey. And why, I'm assuming everyone is from Ohio or lives in Ohio. So
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're all
a few nods. Okay. So this is how I found, you know, this webinar. So I work for United Site Services. We provide sanitation. So it's portable restrooms, sinks, fence, toilets. I handle the event side in PA, Pittsburgh area, and we have a branch in Canton, Ohio. So I just wanted to, you know, branch out, you know, look, I deal with very large events, but then there's the small events, the backyard wedding, you know, the baby shower. Everyone needs a toilet if you don't want mm-hmm. someone to go in your house. So mm-hmm. that's what I do. I love sales. I've always been in sales. I can sell spa packages in New York City on the street. I did liquor sales. Now I would have never thought I would do toilet sales. So, but it's a necessity and it's needed almost everywhere. Like I said, I was born and raised in New Jersey. I am married. I live right by Rutgers. I have two little kids, so they keep me occupied. So, when, you know, fun things to do, well, you know, now that they're older, they're 8 and 6, we do, you know, take them to the movies, we take them to the park. But they are pretty much my life right now. But if, you know, my husband and I have a date night, we go to, I don't know, Judy, if you're familiar, downtown Somerville. It's just a very nice, you know, all the restaurants and the bars, and we just walk around, there's shops. That's kind of what we do on our time off without the little ones.
Brooke, perfect. What's a fun fact about you? Maybe something that most of your friends don't know about you.
You know what? You guys were talking, you know, church and all that. This is back in 1999 when I graduated high school. I was able to sing for the Pope. It was World Youth Day. So the start of the new, you know, 2000, and our church group, I don't even know how this even happened. It's going back clearly a few years ago, but I was at the Vatican and I sang for the Pope, not just me, with everyone, you know, but we represented, you know, America, we represented the United States. So it was
how fun,
quite an experience. Italy in August is very odd because it's freezing at night and we were sweating during the day. But it was something that I'll never forget. A lot of people don't know, you know, I was, you know, my college friends and, you know, my adult friends, they really don't know that because it's been, you know, a long time. But yeah, that's
how fun
I like to say. Yeah,
that is a fun time. Now, we were just in Italy in last November, and the weather was really quite nice when we were there. For whatever reason, we just were lucky, but it was very quite nice there. And I was shocked at how small the Vatican area is. Were you surprised at that?
I mean, I've seen pictures, I've read about it, but then when I was there, I'm like, oh, okay.
Did you think that too, that you were expecting
a little bit, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like every step I took, I was just amazed at, you know, where I was and all the countries around me and all the different dialects and languages. Oh, just quite an experience.
Yes. Yes. I love it. And so connect with Sally, wherever she is on your screen. She's over this way on my screen. yeah. She can plan all those trips for you. Yes. Yes. Tons of
Rome
fun.
Is probably one of my favorite places to be.
Yeah. 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 A lot of fun. Gosh, I want to say thank you for everyone that's been on the call today. We still have Sherry. Sherry, I don't know if you can hear us or if you're just listening in, if you want to share a little bit before we go. I'll just mention it. You can unmute and chat. And if you want to come up, let me know. I can bring you up. But again, Sherry might be multitasking today and just listening in. So I'll give her a chance to unmute if she's interested in sharing. But I just want to say thank you for everyone that was on today and everyone that shared. I feel like we did get to know each other a little bit better. Brooke, thank you for being with us. We hope you tap in again next month. And Judy, thank you. The rest of us, we've been on before. Deepak said he would definitely come back. And then Christy comes each time. But again, she's taking care of parents and had to jump off. So I just want to say how much I appreciate everybody. And I feel like I've gotten to know everybody a little better. I hope you feel that way too. And let me see, what do we have? Oh, Elise is putting something there in the chat for folks. You can take a look at what she does. She added that to the chat. If anybody wants to save the chat, there's the three little dots next. I don't know if you can. Probably the easiest way to save the chat is to do a screen print on whatever software, hardware you're on, whether you're on your computer or your phone. Just do a screen print if you want to save somebody's information there. I'll give you a chance to do that before we go.
Kathy?
Yes.
People can hit the three dots at the bottom of the chat area, and there's a button to save the chat, and it'll save it to your hard drive on your computer.
I see it. So you want to go down where it says where you're going to chat with everyone before you put a chat in. And if you click on the three little dots, the very top phrase says save chat, and it'll save it to your computer. That way it'll save everything that everybody put in there. Okay. Any last comments from anyone? Again, I just want to say thank you for being on and enjoy your week. And we will see. Oh, by the way, before we go, if you go to kathybinner.com, and I will put that in the chat. If you go to kathybinner.com, you can find all of our replays under the connections with coffee. You'll see that connections over coffee, and all of our replays are there if you want to tap in. And Linda put how to connect with her. Yes, Debbie.
How would we reach out to Brooke?
Yeah, Brooke, would you like to put your information in the chat as well?
Yeah, right now.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I love it. I'll just wait a few moments to make sure we're all in there. Debbie's is in there. Linda's is in there. Mine's in there. Elise is in there.
Did Brooke put hers in?
Brooke did. You know what?
My email address.
Does it say to everyone on yours?
You know what? It was a.
You know what? It went directly to me somehow. You. Yes. So wait, how do I change that?
Let me copy it and try putting it to everyone. How about that?
Oh,
here, I'll do it. Wait, hold on. So everyone, right? Got it.
Yes, yes.
Nice. There we go.
There it is. Perfect. Perfect, perfect.
Thank you.
And Carmela has hers in there. So Sally, did we get your, yep, Sally's got hers in there. All right, perfect. Now, when I record this, we do have a little section of folks that have connected. So you go to kathybinner.com and look at the replay section and you can find all that information. So I appreciate everybody and we'll see everyone next month. Thank you so much for being on today. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.